The House gets back in session. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. And in addition to Congress being on the clock to fund the government to avoid a partial shutdown next month, House Republicans are getting ready to go after President Biden as they probe any role he had in his son Hunter's business dealings.
Fox is confirming that the House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, wants the House to pursue an impeachment inquiry. Now, McCarthy called it, quote, the logical next step for their investigations into the president and his family. So what happens next? Well, a meeting to discuss impeachment is set for Thursday morning. It's the House GOP conference. And they want the key committee chairs like Jim Jordan of Judiciary and James Comer of Oversight to lay out their latest findings in the status of their investigations.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins. Now, House Republicans are also critical of the possible prisoner swap with Iran to free five detained Americans that would not just also free jailed Iranians, but also...
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has signed off on waiving sanctions to allow $6 billion in frozen Iranian funds to be transferred from South Korea to Qatar without financial institutions facing U.S. penalties. That money, the administration says, can only be used for humanitarian goods and will be closely monitored.
Fox's Jared Halper. North Korea's leaders now in Russia, where Kim Jong-un could offer weapons and ammo for Russia to use in its war in Ukraine, perhaps in exchange for economic aid for North Korea and nuclear technology. In Pennsylvania, an escaped prisoner now has a gun. Danilo Cavalcante, who broke out 12 days ago, broke into a house last night.
Stole the .22 caliber rifle with a scope and a flashlight, made off with the gun. The homeowner shot at Cavalcante. It's unclear if Cavalcante was hit, but it prompted a big police response.
Fox's Nate Foy in Chester County, Pennsylvania. Cavalcante escaped days after getting a life sentence for murdering an ex-girlfriend. There's a flooding disaster in Libya. Heavy rain caused flash floods, wiping away entire neighborhoods in the city of Derna. 10,000 people missing in the muddy water. America's listening to Fox News.
Democrats just want to win the next election, and they're trying to do it with ceaseless money printing. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. It is critical to protect your retirement right now with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. Text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Former President Trump's lawyers have gone to court, asking a federal judge who will preside over one of his four looming criminal trials to recuse herself from the 2020 election criminal case, claiming Tanya Chutkan prejudged it and the former president. After prior comments when Judge Chutkan called the Capitol riot an assault on American democracy, while sentencing some January 6th defendants to stiffer punishments than prosecutors had sought. A U.S. Marine who pleaded guilty to what he did that day in 2021 avoided prison time.
Dodge Helanen, who admitted to leaving his Virginia post to storm the Capitol, was sentenced to probation and 279 hours of community service. U.S. District Judge Ana Reyes chose to make each hour of that service represent a Marine killed or wounded in the Civil War. She said in court session she wanted Helanen to think about what happened.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. The case against Dr. Jussie Smollett back in court today in Chicago.
Jussie Smollett and his team of lawyers will ask an appellate court judge in Cook County to toss the disgraced actor's 150-day jail sentence and or order a new trial. After a jury convicted Smollett last year of five felony counts for making false police reports in orchestrating a 2019 hate hoax to promote his career. He was released from jail less than a week later. Smollett's team argues that he was subjected to double jeopardy after the initial case was controversially closed by the embattled Cook County State's Prosecutor's Office before a special prosecutor was appointed, which led to new charges and his conviction. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
New York Jets fans are fearing the worst. The morning after new star quarterback Aaron Rodgers got hurt in just his fourth play as a Jet. It's reportedly a serious Achilles injury that could sideline Rodgers for the season. The Jets did win the game without him, beating Buffalo on a punt return in overtime 22-16. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
News. I'm Jim Miller. Urbana police have announced an arrest in connection to an attempted murder that happened at a funeral last week. Their investigation into the shooting incident identified 29-year-old Linnell Blunt of Champaign as the shooter. Linnell is accused of firing shots at someone during an argument at New Life Church of Faith. The bullets missed their target. Nobody hurt. Fire officials in Decatur confirming a large explosion at the Decatur ADM complex Sunday. Just after 7, crews responding to the East plant after reports of heavy smoke. No confirmation yet on the cause. Several employees were taken to hospitals with injuries, though it's unclear the extent. The identity of the boy killed by a train in Royal Friday released. The Champaign County coroner ID'd the boy's 9-year-old Easton Wilsey from Royal. He was trying to cross the tracks at North Railroad Street on his bike when he was hit. The boy's death is still under investigation, but appears to be an accident. Gas prices ticking up a little bit this week, averaging more than 7 cents extra this week a gallon. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim.
All right, Jim, thank you. It's ESPN 93.5. Welcome to our second hour. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
Our weather with meteorologist Greg Solier, and we're talking about an 11 a.m. kickoff on Saturday. There's going to be a good crowd again for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're talking unbelievably great weather, Gregory.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll be looking at probably some increase in cloudiness throughout the course of the day in the ball game, but no big deal there. Nothing will be coming down from the heavens. Hopefully touchdown passes and then some. With the kickoff temperatures, probably about 68 to 69 degrees, somewhere in that range, upper 60s at about 11 o'clock and maybe towards the fourth quarter and tailgating activities thereafter. So about 75, 76 degrees. So pretty much as it ought to be for that September calendar date. The stuff that's come through here over the past 24 hours, still a few radar detectable sprinkles down toward Charleston, Mastoon, a little mist in the air in a couple of pockets, and some areas beginning to see some blue skies and a breakup on the low overcast as we speak. 60 now at Willard and Savoy with a decrease in clouds going forward through the morning and a better looking afternoon around here. The sprinkles shifting to the east and south, about 73 later on today. That's about 4 or 5 shy of normal. Northwest to north breeze will freshen on up. Partly cloudy skies for tonight. Lighter wind and a little patchy ground fog late night tonight. Will bottom out cooler. It is September now at 48 for the day tomorrow. Some patchy fog and maybe a sprinkle early in the day, then partly sunny. Coolish, but nothing unusual for the time of year at 72 with a light north wind. 74 with sunshine Thursday. Yeah, quiet weather continues Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We do pencil in a sprinkle chance here on Sunday. Temperatures to the mid-70s both Friday and football Saturday. Up to 73 on Sunday. 70 is the first part of next week. We'll crowd 80 and a dry and quiet weather pattern for the remainder of next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Washington, D.C., Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmeltz. How are you, bud?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Fine. Second debate for the Republicans coming up. I know that the bar has been raised somewhat. When and where is the second Republican primary debate, Ryan?
We are looking at September 27th, and we are at the Reagan Country over in California.
Oh, Reagan Library. That's right. It is Reagan Library.
Sir, that's correct.
Yep. Okay, so what is the standard now to get into this debate, and how many do you think we have?
Right. So the polling that was required last time, you had to get 1%, and it was dependent on how many national polls you were polling at 1% and how many state and early state polls, so like Iowa, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Now that bar has been raised to 3%. Okay. So it is a higher polling threshold. And now you also have to get in 50,000 individual small-dollar donations as opposed to 40,000 from before.
So, Ryan Schmeltz, Fox News Radio, do we know, as of now, who has qualified?
Yes, based off what Fox News has reported, we have Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Tim Scott qualifiers. Trump is also qualified, too, but he has not signed the pledge to support the eventual party nominee, and we're still uncertain if he's even going to show up to the debate at all.
Did Chris Christie sign that to support Trump? I didn't think he had
either. He did, yes.
Okay.
Yes, he did sign it, and so did Asa Hutchinson, but they have said that their support is contingent on if he's convicted of a crime or not.
Ah, I see. Well, okay. But Ace is not even qualified for this one, I don't think, at this point.
Correct. No, he has not been qualified just yet.
Well, I think it's good. Get down to the 6. The guys on the end, the North Dakota guy and Asa, I just was like, okay, guys, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So we have the 6 in the middle there that make a lot of sense, whether Donald Trump shows up again is in question, correct?
Yeah, that is absolutely right. You know, he hasn't really said that he's going to show up. He hasn't given a commitment just yet. It looks like it's leaning towards no. Things could change if polls start to shift.
Right. I think, again, it's fairly solid from what I've seen. And, okay, that's what I needed to know. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News, D.C. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, have a good one, guys.
Thanks. You too. Thank you. Okay, so Reagan Library out in California.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure why you'd have it at the Reagan Library. I mean, it's nice, but it's California, and that's a lost cause. There's no votes to get there. I'd have had it in Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, or Michigan. This is coming down to five states. It's five states. Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Arizona. And that's your president.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, Joe Biden, yeah. May I play Joe Biden?
Okay.
May I play the person you voted for? This is our president in Vietnam.
And look, nobody likes having celebrated international meetings if you don't know what you want at the meeting, if you don't have a game plan. He may have a game plan. He just hasn't shared it with me. But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
I don't think we've ever had a president say that at a press conference in Vietnam.
I do feel that way sometimes at work. I do.
Well, I think we need to have that
on,
the very end of it.
Hotkey is what we call it.
I think we need
it.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed. I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Okay.
I mean, he's just kind of saying what's on his mind.
Yeah,
no
right.
filter.
Okay, so then he got into the... How many of our audience knows who John Wayne is? A few of you. John Wayne was an actor.
Well, especially those 50 and up.
70 and up.
I mean, no.
John Wayne starred in like 1972. That's 50 years ago.
Right, but...
And he really started in 1962. I mean, this is just a reference that he keeps using. It's not even really accurate. Okay. And it's just, this is a perfect instance to use the word cringeworthy.
Had access. It wasn't confrontational at all. He came with
thank you, everybody. This ends the count press conference.
Yeah, they had that. And then they put the music in. They had to put like a Johnny Carson music in to get him off the stage like I just won a Grammy or Academy Award.
We're going to play you off is what we call it.
Okay, let's see if I can find the John Wayne.
He's standing with the union, so they're all on their horses and their saddles. And there's three or four Indians in headdresses and the union soldiers. The Union soldiers basically saying, the Indians, come with me, we'll take care of you, everything will be good. And the Indian scout, the Indian looks at John Wayne and points to the Union soldier and says, he's a lion, dog-faced pony soldier.
Now, if you were to laugh at that moment, this would be, like, funny. But nobody laughed. And he loves that line.
The Union soldier basically saying, the Indians, come with me, we'll take care of you, everything will be good. And the Indian scout, the Indian looks at John Wayne and points to the Union soldier and says, he's a lion, dog-faced pony soldier. Well, there's a lot of lion, dog-faced pony soldiers out there.
That sounds better with laugh track.
Okay.
It's cringeworthy. It's just like, oh, my gosh. Okay. And he could be the next president. I'm telling you, he could win again. And we know that the policies that are being implemented by this far left... And Joe Biden was never this far left until somebody started running the thing for him. And the question I've been asking for 2.5 years, who's doing this?
Well, and in this article, it talks about him using that quote back in 2020 on the campaign trail.
Yeah, against a person, a woman. Wasn't
a young
it? Yeah.
woman.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be funny. Because
when she asked a question.
Yeah, you're a lion, dog-faced ponyfoot, whatever it was.
It's a movie from 1952.
Okay, so now we're talking who was the
pony soldier.
But who saw the movie? Any of his audience saw the movie? It didn't have to be 85. Anyway, it's just cringeworthy. That's cringeworthy. And that's in Vietnam. And that's the world stage. And that's like, oh my gosh. All right, let's jump to our morning sports. ESPN 93.5. You can always comment. 217-359-2255. You got to hear Juan Gomes. Juan Gomes. It's a ninth inning. The Cubs are losing late last night. Juan Gomes, man. Mm-hmm. The catcher for the Cubbies has been terrific this year.
Here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit in the left center. Swanson scores. Around third and racing home is hat. Here's the throw, the slide. He's in there.
Yes.
Cubs take the lead.
Nice.
Two-run single by Juan Gomes. 5-4 Cubs here in the ninth.
And that was not in Wrigley. That was Colorado.
Right.
So there were a little blue, more blue than whatever Colorado wears. So good for the Cubbies coming from behind in the ninth. Every game is really important because it would take a 3 or 4 game losing streak to fall out of the playoffs. That's how tight this is. So here we go. Cubs had a big win last night. They are now a couple of games ahead of Arizona for the third spot.
Games back from Milwaukee.
That's the division. I'm not sure that's happening. But maybe, because I think the Cubs might end the year playing Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
So it's possible. But, I mean, that would be obviously better than a wild card because you get a better spot and just better.
Cubs heard over on US 105.9. It's a 7:40 start if you want to check that out. It's Tuesday, so it's south of the border day over at Pia's if you want to take in some tacos or some Mexican beers and things like that. I was noting that Champaign Central and Centennial have their 40-year class reunion at Pia's coming up on Friday, September 15th. So that's going to be a fun patio party for anyone around that 40th reunion year. Come on out to Pia's. That'll be fun to see some classmates. Well, Baltimore over St. Louis. I guess I should get to the Cardinals. 11-5 was the final, and their start is at 5:35 today.
Do you know how good of a player the Cardinals are going to get in that draft?
Is that what we're going with
now? Yeah, okay. Pretty much. I think they're going to get the 5th pick in the draft, and that's going to be a quality star human that could change everything for the Cardinals within the next 3 or 4 years.
And if we could choose the position, it would be a pitcher?
Pitcher, please. Okay. Yeah, we need pitching like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So Kansas City and Chicago White Sox postponed due to rain. We'll have Illinois volleyball in action in Peoria against Bradley. They're on this road trip trend. Purdue will come up on Thursday with that Boilermaker Challenge where they've got a bunch of teams that they'll be playing. So go Illini on that. Of course, our Illini football team in action against Penn State at 11 a.m. in Memorial Stadium. Penn State ranked number 7. Now, unfortunately, I know Michigan State is facing Washington. That's going to be a tough contest, too. And Michigan State is without Mel Tucker, their coach, because of a rape survivor and personal sexual harassment kind of counselor, Brenda Tracy.
It was a person that was speaking to the team about all of that. And
right,
apparently
last December,
they got
is a phone call incident.
I mean,
on the allegations.
I don't know. I just know it's so, to me, things like this are so sad. Mel Tucker, I don't know him from Adam. I have no idea who the man is. But whenever things like that, apparently he says consensual. She says, no, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he only lost $77 million on the deal. It's so sad.
Wow.
It just, you have situations and humans are weak. And you got to be on your guard always, because the people that think this will never happen to me, it can happen to you.
That's right.
You just got to be on your guard. There is evil out there trying to rip you apart, and you just got to be stronger. But I just think things like this are very, very sad.
And, of course, the top trending story, Aaron Rodgers. Is there an Achilles tendon injury? Jets came out on top in overtime 22-16 over the Buffalo Bills.
I think it's probably the end of the year for Aaron Rodgers. They're going to know later today. It'll be a big sports
MRI.
Story. All right, coming back, I got a big thing going on at Meadowbrook. Stand by.
Yeah.
We'll tell you about that next. It's the Park in Urbana. Mm-hmm. It is 8:19.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. And still a piece or two of energy around this weather system that generated some rainfall over parts of the Midwest and East Central Illinois. The past 24 hours may still generate a couple of sprinkles of rain over the next 24 hours, but increasing sunshine, the rule. Temperatures a few degrees below average, but cool and comfortable nonetheless, with a pleasant sleeping weather at night. Daytime readings, again, generally into the 70s. Warmer, drier days are certainly ahead next week and beyond. A little patchy fog around early and a sprinkle or two as well. Otherwise, some midday and afternoon sunshine. Bit cooler at 73. Patchy fog tonight. Scattered clouds. Cooler 48. Tomorrow, some patchy fog. Maybe a sprinkle early, then partly sunny. And 72. Sunshine 74 Thursday. 75 on Friday. Mid-70s over the weekend. Maybe a sprinkle on Saturday. Kickoff temperature about 68 Saturday. Saturday, late morning at 11 o'clock, into the 70s for early next week. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm Peter Olchus, Greg Soldier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Small business sentiment darkened last month. The National Federation of Independent Business says its Small Business Optimism Index declined in August from July. Inflation remains a major concern for small businesses, and the survey says the labor market is still tight. Some Wall Street analysts are skeptical that JetBlue's plan to merge with Spirit Airlines will be approved by regulators. Analysts at CFRA say JetBlue's action this week to transfer Spirit's operations in Boston and at Newark Liberty Airport to Allegiant is likely not enough to salvage the deal. Apple shares are slightly higher. Its iPhone 15 is revealed today. Oracle shares are losing ground after the company's lukewarm forecast. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is Perino on Politics.
Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom, returns to Fox News Audio with a brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will be thrilled by the return of a familiar voice, but with a fresh spin as Dana guides audiences through the 2024 election cycle. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Diane Ducey here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, it's always a good time to sell your home.
Sell your home.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
The U of I Alumni Association is always looking for new members and offering great perks, such as discounts on Illini merchandise and tickets to the game. One of the greatest traditions at the U of I is Homecoming Week. There will be a 5K on Sunday, October 14th to start the Homecoming Week festivities, a parade on the evening of Friday, October 20th that will end at Grange Grove, and the big homecoming football game against Wisconsin on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on this year's homecoming events, visit homecoming.illinois.edu. EDU.
Well,
go Illini.
Go Illini.
Yeah.
Janet Sosby, who just started a new job at the Urbana Park District.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Way to go. There, what a fun place
about,
to work.
Been there about a week now, Janet, right? I mean, it's...
I was actually confused there for a second.
Right.
Well, we want to throw a little curveball here. So you got the Wandell Sculpture Garden. I believe that's Jeff Wandell, famous for Prairie Gardens.
Well, a Cecilia and Willette.
Yeah, that's their parents.
Okay.
I think it's Jeff's parents. Anyway, this
yeah,
is...
Yeah, yeah. He named it after them.
Yes, oh, okay. Yes. Anyway, this is an 25 years. Really? It's that long? I can't believe that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a pretty special place. And we were kind of one of the first places to start putting sculptures out in more natural areas. So it's a, you know, it's a really magical place. And yeah, I can't believe it's been 25 years either.
Well, you have a big event coming up, and it sounds wonderful. Tell me all about it.
Okie doke. So this is this coming Friday on the 15th. And, you know, Jazz Walk, actually Jazz Walk next year will be the 20th annual Jazz Walk. Mm. So we've been doing the Jazz Walk at the park almost as long as we've had the sculptures there. But the program before Jazz Walk, so there's usually a mixer that the foundation puts on. And this year, to celebrate the 25th, we opened it up and we're inviting the public. And it will be at the barn, which we call the Meadowbrook Interpretive Center. So that's on South Race Street. And the program will start at 3:30. So from 3:30 to 4:15, there'll be a mixer and a social with refreshments. And then at 4:15, we'll have a rededication ceremony and then some remarks from, you know, Tim Bartlett, our director, and people from the foundation. And hopefully some of the artists will speak, because we do have quite some of the artists who have had pieces with us are coming to the event. So that's really exciting to have them come back and celebrate this 25-year anniversary with us.
Well, Janet,
and so that'll all happen before Jazz Walk.
And Janet, I know, because I was with you guys when you were honored for the, is it a virtual tour where they really spotlight these great sculptures in nature? And is that somewhere we can still access online?
Yeah, mostly we have like a QR code that people can get to it. It is a virtual map, and it is online, and it's called our Arts and Culture Tour.
That's it.
So if someone goes to our website, urbanaparks.org, and they search Arts and Culture Tour, they'll be able to find a link to that website that gets you that map. And it actually shows you all of the art we have throughout the whole entire district. So we kind of started with Meadowbrook, and then we realized, oh, wait, we have big art pieces in so many other places. So we've got the whole thing.
And it's been cool working with 40 North and the, you know, Arts Council and you know, getting grant money on all. It's really, Urbana Parks is on it when it comes to all these great nature and art opportunities that we have and putting those pieces together. So kudos to you and your team.
Yeah, we really love it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, how can people get more information?
Well, they can always go to urbanaparks.org, and we also have a Facebook event for this where we kind of list out the musicians who are playing, and we will have at the event a map and a listing and a bio of all the performers. So we have 11 different jazz performances from 5 to 7.
Nice.
And what's really cool about it is we've got Latin jazz, we've got Brazilian music, we have tap dancing, we have like R&B and smooth jazz. We have Django Reinhardt. We have standards. So if you're into all different types of music, we've got you covered for that.
Now, if there's a lot of people at Meadowbrook, sometimes, because I've been MC for numerous walks there and events, it's challenging on the parking sometimes.
Sure, yeah. We have overflow parking at Stone Creek. And people do park in the neighborhood as well. Like north of Prairie Play.
Okay, got it. So Stone Creek is at Windsor and Race there.
Stone Creek
there.
Church. Don't get confused with the old golf course.
Oh, you're right. No. And then if you have mobility issues, there's also, a golf cart and stuff available too.
Yeah, we'll be running that during the social event all the way through to the end of the event. So it ends at 7 this year because of the little bit later dates. So the actual Jazz Walk is from 5 to 7.
Got it.
Hope it goes well, Janet Sosby. Thanks for your time.
I do too. And the good thing to know is that we do have a rain date for the next night if we need it, but we won't because it's going to be lovely.
Perfect. That's right. Looks perfect, actually.
Hey, Friday the 15th.
Yep. Thanks, Janet.
All right, thanks.
Janet Sosby, Urbana Park District.
And Wandell Sculpture Garden and a 25th anniversary celebration, essentially 3:15 to 7. You can enjoy all the details at urbanaparks.org.
All righty. We have a Stever, the program where I happily give you my money and you go spend it. Does that sound fun?
Yeah.
I'll give you Bulldog Disposal's doggy bag to somebody who wants a 6-cubic-yard canvas bag you fill up with junk that you want to throw away. I mean, you can always repurpose and go to Goodwill and Salt and Light and donate stuff.
Sure.
But if it's past all that and you want to fill something up, I'll get you the bag and then I'll even pay for the pickup, which is $210, everything all in with the bag. I'll even get the bag delivered to your house today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So all you do if you want a doggy bag to clean up, and it is a great feeling to feel like you're organized. 217-359-2255. text in doggy bag, D-O-G-G-Y or I-E, whatever you want, but it's a Y for him, bulldoggybag.com.
Right.
To explore all the innovative ways. Then you get the bag, and it's like this 2 foot by 2 foot, and it just keeps unfolding. Holds 6 cubic yards, which is a lot. Like up to 2,000 pounds of stuff. Okay, so there it is, the Stever offer. You have kind of a little longer time here. When you're done using it, though, you must fill out the survey to remain eligible for our wonderful offers. As thousands of you have registered, ready to go. So it's 217-359-2255. Just text in doggy bag if you want to take part in today's Stever offer.
Yeah.
It is 8:30. The news, weather, and sports all coming up.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House is back from summer break today, and Fox confirms House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will tell other Republicans that beginning an impeachment inquiry into President Biden is the next logical step.
Speaker McCarthy has said it would give Republicans more access to information for their investigations into the Biden family. Republicans are looking into whether then-Vice President Biden profited from his son Hunter's business dealings overseas and whether those deals had any impact on policy decisions. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
In Pennsylvania, escaped convict Danilo Cavalcante is believed to have gotten away with a gun after being shot at 7 times by a homeowner during a break-in.
Cavalcante now has a firearm, a .22 caliber rifle, a hunting-style rifle there. Also suspected to have a scope on it as well, and a 10-round magazine.
Fox 29 Philadelphia's Marcus Espinosa. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. The identity of the boy killed by a train in Royal Friday has been released. Champaign County Coroner ID'd the boy as a 9-year-old Easton Wilsey from Royal. He was trying to cross the tracks at North Railroad Street on his bike and was hit. Boy's death still under investigation, but it appears to be an accident. More information regarding the death of a migrant child who died on a bus from Texas to Illinois last month. Just Mary Gonzalez passed away August 10th from colitis and pneumonia. Young girl suffered from dehydration and swelling of the brain. Just Mary and her parents sent to Chicago from Brownsville by Governor Abbott. Finding Illini off to an 0-2 start to the young college football season, Illinois lost to Kansas on the road Friday night, 34-23. Slow start doesn't bode well against Penn State this coming Saturday. Illini already a 15.5-point underdog against number 7, Penn State. Big game again this weekend, 0-2. It's possible to turn things around.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Van Ann vicinity, and the weather system that generated some shower activity across parts of Eastern Illinois and the Midwest at large, continuing to lollygag its way from the lower Great Lakes region into the northern Ohio Valley. A couple little more impulses may generate a few sprinkles of rain, some patchy fog from time to time over the next couple of days. Temperatures just a wee bit below average, but comfortable nonetheless, and we'll start another extended spell of drier weather with a warming trend at some point here by early next week. A little patchy fog around early on this morning, a couple of sprinkles as well, but there'll be some later morning and then afternoon sunshine. Highs about 73 with a northwest to north breeze. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy late night fog, cooler down to 48. Tomorrow's some patchy fog and maybe a sprinkle early, and then partly sunny, cool at 72. Sunshine, light wind 74 on Thursday, 75 on Friday. Over the weekend, nothing more than a sprinkle on Sunday. Football Saturday looks good with the high temperatures later in the ballgame into the low to mid 70s. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Anybody remember this movie?
What happened?
It was no picnic, but those boys are work animals. Everything looks pretty well under control.
It does?
Well, not to the layman's eyes, of course.
They completely ripped up our house!
They sure as hell did, didn't they? They really ripped the guts out of it. They're work animals, I'm telling you. Look at those holes, huh? Then you got your gravel piles, your sand piles, your scrap piles. Animals!
Animals. How long is it going to take to fix this? 2 weeks.
1986 for the money
pit. Is that right? Mm. Oh, my gosh. That coming up on 40 years old?
Wow.
Anyway, I got to thinking about their animals. I mean, downtown Philo, new pavement in downtown now by our radio station, Philo Tavern, post office, and bank.
Looking good.
Yeah.
Are they done?
No, they got to stripe it and all that.
I know, but
I think they're done.
I don't see any construction workers.
No, they're animals, I tell you. They're animals. So you got to, anyway, so they were out here since midnight.
Right.
And Every time they resurface stuff, it looks so nice.
Yeah.
How does the painting on that work? How do you get them straight? How do you know how far between it, you know? Because everything kind of needed redone.
It's all measured and it's all to code.
Anyway,
thank you. You know, somebody was texting in when we made the comment earlier this morning about why don't they do Champaign Urbana roads and things like that.
I mean, there's bumps, man. I mean, you can't talk to anybody about Springfield Avenue because it's a state road.
Right.
And then call the state and good luck to
you. It's Route 10. That's right.
Good luck.
There's some outlying area roads.
Yeah.
My brother's Deuce Construction on Wilbur is horrible.
Well, who's responsible for that?
I mean, never, ever drive with a full cup of coffee on that road. Because it'll be all over your blouse and all over your hand and you'll burn yourself.
How many people drive on Wilbur? I've never even heard of
it. I know, but see...
I do. Well, there you go.
At least two times.
But I wonder how you get Wilbur filled with asphalt so it doesn't have so many potholes.
And I feel like it's mainly a construction road. I mean, Deuce Construction with their pumps and you know, there's another construction company back there.
Is it in the city?
There's a fire department back there.
Is it in the city?
And see, that's the thing. It's the kind of outlying areas.
County.
It could be a county road.
Call the county.
So, I don't know how you know what?
In all seriousness and everything, local is better. I think there should be more power locally than the federal government or even the state government. We should have a local, because you know where they live.
Mm-hmm.
And you can totally talk to them when they're local. And you can. It's much easier to have more impact when there's... you know, less people involved and they've got more, and you vote them out, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's ESPN 93.5. We talked about Aaron Rodgers sadly going down probably for the year. The MIR will probably confirm it, but based on what everybody's saying, it looks like a tear on his Achilles. That's speculation.
The way he's like, you know, pretty much walking fairly normally, not hobbling much and not, you know, wincing too much. Maybe it's just because he's 39 and he's used to that.
Achilles is just career ending. And for his age, if he comes back, it'll be shocking. And you're out for a year. I mean, it's possible he could play if they had games in February, but they don't. So, I mean, it's sad a way to end a career like that. And so much hype for the new New York Jets quarterback. And seriously, with their defense, the way they looked last night against the Bills, they ended up winning the game, but mostly because of their defense. And one guy intercepted poor Josh Allen 3 times.
Right.
Same guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's never had 3 interceptions in a year.
Wow.
And he got 3 last night against the same quarterback.
Uh-huh.
So it was not good for Buffalo, but awfully good for the Jets from the standpoint of winning the game. But I don't think Zach Wilson is going to be able to carry the water. Aaron Rodgers with that defense? This is wild. But why don't you call Tom Brady and say, Tom, I get it. You're retired. Have you seen our defense? All you got to do is dink and dank down the field and we'll protect you. And why don't you come back for a year because I got a Super Bowl defense. Tom looks like he's in pretty good shape.
I mean fine, how old is Tom?
He's 45.
I mean, Aaron, I think, is the oldest now in the NFL at 39.
Well, I mean, it's if you think about quarterbacks now, Drew Brees is, done. Tom Brady, I guess he's a year. Is he a year? He played last year, didn't he? Anyway,
he's 46 now.
I mean, if you look at the whole thing though. You get a guy like that with a defense like that, that's a serious deal. And then I asked Diane, if you were making, $3 or $4 million a month and you weren't playing, would you offer to give some back? And she said, are you crazy?
I mean, you wouldn't give it back to the NFL people, but you could do
something.
It's
the New York Jets. I mean, why wouldn't you give it back to the owner who hired you?
Right.
And you can't play for the rest of...
But you could make some kind of cool organization where you're helping inner city kids.
I'm sure he's...
Leadership.
Doing things like that. But Aaron's kind of got off the deep end. I mean... Getting in dark rooms.
Maybe you should have a dark retreat and start that and endorse that.
Yeah.
Put your name on it.
So,
you'd probably be making some money in the future with that and retire on that. The dark retreat stuff. Have a bunch of cabins out in upstate New York or something where people can decompress.
We have plenty of concerns here watching our Fighting Illini and hoping that we're going to make some tweaks and adjustments and grow a little bit, get a little better. Matt Bailey in our secondary, we'll be back. Played a lot of games last year. He's back this week. Brett Bielema, our head football coach, ahead of Penn State's game Saturday at 11 a.m., talked to the media yesterday.
Well, I think that you can appreciate, right? Like, we're getting ready to play Penn State, so I don't really want to talk about what we think the issues are, right? That would be a little bit of a silly comment. But I would just tell you, for us, I think it's obvious that if you give up a certain number of yards, if you give up a certain number of points, you give up a certain number of third down conversions, you do certain things, it's just not a recipe for success. So we got to correct the things that we believe in, especially on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. There's some things we've done well on the second half in both games defensively. We've made some good adjustments and made it happen. We just spotted them too much on the front end. Obviously, end of half has been an issue defensively. Offensively, we've done some really good things in the red area, which was a point of contention a year ago. Some things we really concentrated on that side of it. We've really done offensively good at the end of halves, right? But obviously, the flip side of it, defensively, we've given up two scores at the end of half, which we can't do, because that really has been kind of, in my opinion, the deciding drive on both the game that we won against Toledo and the game that we lost at Kansas. That end of half score was a really big part in the game.
But obviously, these two good teams you've played, how much you gain from that two-game sample size as a staff? Like, how much you learn about
you know, obviously, I wasn't here when either one of these games were scheduled.
Yeah, that's code for why are we playing good teams?
Yeah.
You know, you look around the league and you see who teams are playing and what the...
They're playing crappy teams and they're winning!
Results are, right? And I knew that these were going to be two games out of the gate before we got into Penn State that were... going to be very difficult games to prepare to win, and obviously we come out of a 1-1. Love to be 2-0, but we could have been 0-2, so we're 1-1, and we're going to live with it and roll with it. I think the biggest thing that we also took a year ago at this time, we were sitting in the exact same scenario. We were a 1-1 football team after a disappointing Friday night road game loss, right? And so there's a little bit of a rewrite of that, although completely different season scripts and all that goes into it, but it's not like we haven't been here before. I believe Penn State is ranked 7th. Which is exactly what they were ranked last time we were playing them. So there's a lot of commonalities that we've seen before, right? And I think the dreams and aspirations of our room haven't changed just because of the results of one game.
All right, that's Brett Bielema. He's my guy. He's our coach. He's really, really good at this. He knows how to do this. And I shouldn't say crappy team. What I meant to say is anything past grade 12, if you're an athlete, you're super. But it's just a different level of game when Michigan's playing, you know, Youngstown State, it's just a different level.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to win the games. And we're playing two teams that were, I mean, did you see Toledo, who they played last weekend?
No.
They scored 70.
Wow.
So Toledo might be that good.
Well, and Kansas had averaged 35 points a game.
Well, Kansas is good.
The last four games, you know, out of last year's season.
Kansas is good, and they're going to be a bowl team. And again, Stevie J says, I want 6 wins for my team. That's all I'm asking. I just got to get to a bowl. And the assignment for my team, my coaches, please, pretty please, be competitive in the fourth quarter. Just get me a good one to where I know it's not like 28-7 and a half. That's just going to, they're leaving. They're going to leave. After the marching line, they're going to leave. After the chief comes out, they're going to leave. Boom.
The chief doesn't come out. Why did you say
that? Why do they yell chief?
I personally dance the chief dance in my section.
Why do people?
And I know people look at me.
Why do people still yell chief?
I have to kick, the kick, and the toe touch is just one at a time at the very end. But Lindy had texted in. Isn't Illinois 1-1? And it's true. We're 1-1.
1-1.
Why are we freaking out?
Because we looked so vulnerable like we used to. It's like twitching, going back.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I just need competitive. And at this point, the fans are going to be there. There's going to be some people there that are ready. But it's going to be a little bit of show me. Because now we're back to doubt, which is bad. We care, which is good. But now it's like, we've done that. So if you give me a good game and we're in the game, people are going to be pretty fired up. Third and fourth quarter is going to get loud if we're in the game. Just be in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 6 wins. I'm not asking for a lot. I just want 6.
Okay.
And then I want a competitive game.
Totally doable,
Steve.
That's all
I want. That's all I want.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, when it comes to the St. Louis Cardinals, Baltimore came out on top yesterday, 11-5. Now, I think we have an earlier start today on ESPN 93.5. Isn't it like 4:45 or something?
4:40.
Okay. Thank you. Cubs over Colorado, 5-4. Juan goes with this great end of the game.
Here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit in the left center. Swanson scores. Around third and racing home is out. Here's the throw, the slide. He's in there. Cubs take the lead.
Yes.
Two-run single by Juan Gomes. 5-4 Cubs here in the ninth.
That sounded good. A lot of Cubs fans in Colorado.
Yeah.
It's a 7:40 start as you hear the rest of that series continue over on US 105.9. Kansas City and Chicago White Sox postponed due to rain. Illinois volleyball and Bradley at 6 o'clock tonight. Jets over the Bills in overtime 22-16. We'll find out about Aaron Rodgers and that Achilles tendon injury later today.
I think our news guy Jim misspoke. He said we were 0-2. That's why Lindy said we're 1-1. I mean, it could have been, as Brett Bielman said, it could have been 0-2.
Okay.
Fans, for a limited time at Jets Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99. Code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com or call Chuck Ruth.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. And still a piece or two of energy around this weather system that generated some rainfall over parts of the Midwest and Eastern Illinois. The past 24 hours may still generate a couple of sprinkles of rain over the next 24 hours, but increasing sunshine, the rule. Temperatures a few degrees below average, but cool and comfortable nonetheless, with a pleasant sleeping weather at night. Daytime readings, again, generally into the 70s. Warmer, drier days are certainly ahead next weekend beyond. A little patchy fog around early and a sprinkle or two as well. Otherwise, some midday and afternoon sunshine. A bit cooler at 73. Patchy fog tonight. Scattered clouds. Cooler 48. Tomorrow, some patchy fog. Maybe a sprinkle early, then partly sunny and 72. Sunshine 74 Thursday. 75 on Friday. Mid-70s over the weekend. Maybe a sprinkle on Saturday. Kickoff temperature about 68 Saturday. Late morning at 11 o'clock. Into the 70s for early next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Olchus, Greg Soldier.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less. Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
I was somewhere and people were getting these little flowers. I looked at the woman and said, is it homecoming? Because all these high schools are doing homecoming now. I mean, it's just every week. Oh, yeah. I think somebody had a homecoming a week ago.
What is Labor Day weekend.
I know, but that's the only day we were available. I don't know.
Wow.
But certainly it was on Friday. I went to Schnucks. I do like Schnucks.
Me too. And that's where Aiden's a bad guy.
I love Schnucks.
8:30 to 12:30 in Savoy.
He does four hours?
So yeah.
Wow.
He's solid on the part-time, well, 20 hours a week.
You know, the Schnucks, and this is absolutely free, but Schnucks is an app, so I don't have to ever look again.
I know.
And just type in butter, and I go right to it.
Exactly.
Why doesn't everybody do
that? He got it down. And you're right, that floral department, it's solid.
They have a lot of flowers in the Champagne one. Yeah. I've not been to the Urbana one, and I go to Savoy. Savoy's good. But
Savoy is where I go.
Champagne's pretty. That was the original. Champagne had the original store.
I'm trying to think of where that is.
That's over by Garcia's Pizza, who I saw Ralph the other day. It's up there on right as you turn.
Oh, like Glen Park Drive?
Yeah, it's before that. It's, you turn on the interstate to go to the Interstate 57.
Texas Roadhouse over there.
Yeah, Country Fair Drive, and you go a little north on Mattis.
Again, I need left-hand restaurant directions.
That was where I had the NCAA joke book. I sold them at that Schnucks in 1990, and they sold 1,000 copies of that joke book in Schnucks.
Wow.
It was the 3-week rage of the joke book.
I guess there's a book section now, magazines. That's kind of
Anyway, that was the original Schnucks. I remember when they built it. I remember Dave Beckerle, who was the manager.
Okay.
And he's now a big dog in St. Louis for all of Schnucks.
Nice.
But if they hired Aiden, they are good. So.
Yep.
And I love the, how many people, like everybody, wanders around a grocery store because they keep moving stuff because they know the research says, I'm sure the research says that if you wander more, you grab more things.
What's up
it's
with that?
It's so uncomfortable because you never know where anything is because they move it.
Right.
It's like crazy,
but
man.
You're supposed to, the formula is stay on the perimeter to get all the healthy stuff that you don't have to go inside to get the box.
But
and
you need
stuff.
You need to get some mayonnaise or ketchup or something. You got to go find the jars.
But the theory is you can just loop around the outside of the store to get everything you need to stay healthy.
So there you go.
So that's what I try to do. Right. But, you know, it's tough.
All right. Again, we're giving out the Bulldoggy bag. And that's the bag that I'm paying for. I'll have it delivered to your home. If you live in Champaign County, we can't go out to county on this one. But somebody will get a doggy bag. And what happens is you fill the doggy bag with stuff you're trying to clean out of the garage or whatever.
Yeah.
Redoing the bathroom.
Yep. Remodeling project.
Yeah.
We got you.
And I'll get the bag delivered to you. And then when you have it all filled up, I'll have you call Phil over at Bulldog Disposal. And they'll come get it. He has a big old truck with a crane. It's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lift it. And sometimes it can be 2,000 pounds of stuff.
Right.
How good will you feel if you say, honey, I just did the garage.
Man, that is such a great feeling.
Looking good.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, again, all you do to qualify is simply text me Bulldoggy, just doggy bag at 217-359-2255, 217-359-2255, doggy bag. The great late, just flashback, great late Tommy Stewart, former Champaign Central football coach.
Yes.
For 40 years, whatever.
Stewart Field.
Yep. Anyway, he came up to me one time. He was kind of, man, a few words, pretty much. But he came up to me and said, there's three stages of life.
Oh, yeah.
Youth, middle age, and you're looking good.
You're looking good.
Yeah. If somebody says you're looking good, that means you're past the youth and middle age.
But yeah, you're right. When they say that, it's
how old am I? Yeah. Okay.
Bike to Work Day is coming up, and it's Bike Month, and there's organizers that are putting out if you need any help in your workplace, Maury Williamson from the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission is saying, we got you, ccrpc.org, in case you need more details on Bike to Work Day and to prepare your place of work for that.
We will meet back on the radio tomorrow, Diane.
All right. Enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. The boys this afternoon. They'll be on after 3 o'clock. Listen to all the latest Illini news and anything else. Stand by for that. Mm-hmm. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing. Thank you for listening. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. We'll meet tomorrow on Wednesday. Have a great Tuesday. Talk to you tomorrow.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, the Brian Hansen State Farm agency right here in Champaign-Urbana can switch you over and you can start saving today. Our team is ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With the Brian Hansen State Farm agency, it's easy to switch and save. Just give our team a call at 217-344-1900 when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org. As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Dyack and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley. The fall semi-annual sale is going on now at Ashley Home Store. For a limited time, get up to 50% off or buy today and pay 0% interest for 6 months with no minimum purchase. The fall semi-annual sale happening right now, only at America's number one furniture and mattress store. Hurry in to your local Ashley, located at 602 West Anthony Drive, to shop and save today. Now at Ashley Home Store. For a limited time, get up to 50% off or buy today and pay 0% interest for 6 months with no minimum purchase.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.